Blog Talk Radio.
Yep.
You're tuned into We Talk Radio Network.
Ladies, can I get your attention, please? I want to tell you a story that is true. It's been said confession is good for the soul. So I want you to listen real closely, because this can happen to you. I got a friend named Larry. Went from riding in the best of cars to pumping a bicycle, cause life had beat him down. One day a hard-working church-going woman came along driving a pretty red Stingray and picked Larry's feet up off the ground. They went to church every Sunday, but old Larry soon got tired of that. So one Sunday morning he told her, "Baby, I'm a little tired. You go on, and I'm going to stay home and get me a little rest. I'll see you after service." She left, got halfway to church, then doubled back and saw Larry get into a brand new Cadillac with another woman. She could barely see for the tears in her eyes, but she followed them from the church to the motel. Oh, they was driving real, real fast. They was in a rush to get there. From the church to the motel. Hugging and kissing all the way. Oh, yeah. She watched him check in.
Room 244.
She just couldn't believe she loved the broke gigolo. It hurt her so bad when they drove away. She just couldn't believe what she was seeing that day. Oh yeah. Larry went from the church to the motel, oh, to get his joy. She fell in love with a playboy. From the church to the motel, she followed him. Oh, yeah. The sweet little woman still go to church, but Larry's no longer there. Since Larry broke her heart, she says she no longer care. Some folks say she talks to herself singing. From the church to the motel. She just couldn't get over the hurt. I hear her moaning and groaning, singing this song. From the church to the motel. She put her heart and life at risk with a gigolo. From the church to the motel. She got the wrong kind of love, traveling on a lonely highway. From the church to the motel. She got caught up in loneliness.
She feels so bad. What she thought she had didn't last. She moved too fast. It cost her a whole lot of pain, a whole lot of shame. Now she knows she can't make a man. She understands. Never go from the church to the motel. You make mistakes. Please don't go from the church to the motel. You get caught up in loneliness. Keep yourself from someone else hurting you and leaving you blue. Fall down on your knees and pray. God will hear what you say. If your heart is right, you see the light shining bright in the night. Please don't go from the church to the motel. You won't find real love there. Don't get yourself caught up in it. From the church to the motel.
People, I'm telling y'all, this is a true confession from the woman herself about Larry.
From the church to the motel. Yes, she said.
We Talk Radio Network has something for everyone with shows featured every single day of the week, which means you can join us every day and have fun every day. And if you got a business, feel free to join us and advertise your business right here on our platform on WeTalkRadio.com.
Oh, yes, it is WeTalkRadio.com. We're so excited and delighted tonight that you guys are joining us again on the network. We're back in the building, man.
We are back in the building.
Hello, everybody.
Hello and happy Sunday to everyone.
Yeah, we want to thank all you guys that's coming in on the phone line, that's coming in on the network tonight. It's the E-Man After Show. We're back in the building. Yes. We see you guys coming in on the network. We see you guys coming in on the phone lines. Welcome to another episode of the E-Man After Show. My mic sound real funny.
Something going on over there. What's going on, producer?
Yeah, that's that digital stuff, man. Well, we see you guys coming in on the network on tonight. The time ticker is going off. We see you guys coming in on the phone line. Is my headset? These are some new headsets. You know what I'm saying? These are new headsets, and they sound terrible. Yes, welcome to the E-Man After Show over here on We Talk Radio Network. I want to appreciate all of you that's coming in on the phone lines on tonight, that's coming in on the network on tonight. We're back in the building. Just jumped off the Mandy the Mentor Show. Mandy's in the building. Hello, Mandy.
Hello, everybody.
Welcome back for another great episode over here on E-Man After Show. Listen, guys, you can follow us each and every Sunday night over here on We Talk Radio Network. Man, we're on all social media. We're all around the globe. Man, yeah, all you got to do if you want to join this network, you can go to our website. You can go to www.wetalkradio.com. And we're about 200 other platforms?
Right.
About 50 other platforms. Help me out over there, man.
Okay, just to list a few, we are on Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Overcast FM, Pocket Cast, Castro, CastBox, Buzzsprout, Podbean, iHeartRadio, TuneIn Alexa, YouTube, iHeartRadio, Blog Talk Radio, Spotify, Amazon Music, Player FM, Listen Notes, Podcast Addict, and Deezer.
Deezer. Deezer.
Right?
Yes. You guys can download all those particular apps to listen to We Talk Radio Network. Shout out to the We Talk family over here.
Shout out
to Miss Emily Blue and Dion Lack, A Brand New Day.
Yes.
Dr. Jeremy Glenn, Shine Lord Radio Show. Also, Destiny Brown. Hello, Destiny. Friday Night Hives with DB.
Yes.
We want to shout out to all of you great great personalities over that makes up We Talk Radio Network. But you got the E-Man After Show every Sunday night right here on We Talk Radio Network. We have a YouTube channel just as well, man.
We do have a YouTube channel, E-Man.
If you guys want to follow us on our YouTube channel, you can like, you can share, you can make a comment. But, man, if they want to subscribe, how do they do that?
You would just press that subscribe button. Also, do not forget to press the notification bell so that you can be notified when the We Talk Network upload new content.
Yeah, we would appreciate if you guys do that. We really would enjoy if you go back and do all of that. Thank you, guys, for go back and listen to all our Rewind show. Man, I checked the stats out in the stats. And the E-Man After Show is doing real good over here on We Talk Radio Network.
Mm-hmm.
I want to appreciate all of y'all. That shout out to the high-rise down in Dallas, Texas.
Yeah.
Downtown Dallas.
Yeah, shout out to you guys.
Yeah, they listen to the E-Man After Show. They think, E-Man, we listen to your show. Well, I want to appreciate all of you guys down in the high-rise that work downtown Dallas. You know who you are on a Sunday night.
Mm-hmm.
All you guys down there in security.
Right.
There's on I think what is the 26th floor down there at the high rise. Thank y'all for listening to the E-Man After Show. We want to appreciate you guys. Also, man, shout out to the founder and owner, Miss Kia Davis.
Yes, shout out to Miss Kia D.
Miss Kia D. You know what the D stand for, man?
I do.
What does the D stand for?
The D stands for delicious.
I think it stands for Davis, ain't it?
No, that is not what the D stands for. but hey, her last name is Davis, but I was told delicious, so that's what I know.
I ain't going to tell you where that name came from, but shout out to you, Miss Kia Davis, if you're on the network listening. This is a black-owned station, you know. Been knowing Miss Davis was down through the years, and, man, she started this network in 2010, and we'll celebrate 13 years over here on We Talk Radio Network.
Yes.
Want to shout out to all of you guys that's making us your favorite listening station right here on We Talk Radio Network. Man, this is what we talk.
We listen.
And guys, we really be listening. See, the key to radio is listening.
Right.
You know, the key to radio is listening and hearing past what a person is saying.
Mm.
Uh-huh. We listen, and then all radio is talk.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so you know how you ask people, you know, when people see you, they're like, oh, you E-Man, I thought you looked like, I didn't know talk had a look to it, man.
I did not either, okay? I had no idea, but people...
Yeah. Oh, I, you know how some people, when they see personality, some of them can be fat and big.
Right.
And, you know.
They say, Mindy.
They're like, Mindy, oh, I didn't know you was that short. And, you know,
you're
I pictured
petite,
you.
Short and petite.
Yeah.
I'd be like, okay.
I didn't think you looked like that. How do we talk? I didn't know talk had a look to it.
Right. Right. I can kind of get it, though. Sometimes people judge by the tone,
mm-hmm.
and sometimes even the heaviness and the raspiness of the voice.
Right, right.
So for me, going there, a lot of times people think that I'm heavy set,
mm-hmm.
because of my, you know, the way I sound when I speak.
Oh, okay.
And you know, so when they see me in person, they're like, well, can you sing? It's like they have, it's like, what is the reason for your voice? Like,
yes, and so, yeah, so those of you out on the network tonight, you know, we're broadcasting live in the Mend and the E-Man studios on tonight. We're broadcasting in the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex. Just jumped off the Mend and the Mentor Show. Had a great show over there. We had a special guest that
mm-hmm.
was over there with us on the Mend and the Mentor Show, and he's with us tonight over there on the E-Man After Show.
He is.
Yes, and remember tonight, guys, at 9:35, we have Encouragement by the Soul with Fred Bell. My mic sounds real funny to me for some particular reason. All right, engineers, y'all got to get this mic right over here. we have Encouragement for the Soul with Fred Bell. That's at 9:35. We want you guys to stay tuned for that.
Yes.
It'll bless your heart. But tonight, guys, we have a great show for you tonight. Why? Because the E-Man After Show and the Men to the Mentor Show is going on another network starting next Sunday night.
We are.
September the 24th, you'll be able to log in to SouthernSoulArtistsAroundTheGlobe.com and join the E-Man After Show and the Men to the Mentor Show at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. You'll be able to join the Men to the Mentor Show over there on Southern Soul Artists Around the Globe .com. And then at 9 p.m., you'll be able to join the E-Man After Show.
Right.
We'll be on We Talk Radio Network and Southern Soul Artists Around the Globe Network. But I tell y'all, listen, this mic sound crazy.
Uh-huh.
Do it sound crazy to you, man?
A little bit.
It just sound funny to me for some particular reason. But, yeah, we have the owner and CEO and founder of that network on tonight.
We do. We have DJ Curtis Blow. His name
Curtis
is Blue. Curtis Frazier,
yeah.
Right? And once again, he is the owner and CEO of Southern South Artists Around the Globe Radio.com Network.
Yes, and we have him tonight. He's standing by on the phone line. We're going to chit-chat and cut it up with him on tonight because I just think it's so fitting, you know, when you're able to collaborate and, you know, because we're heard all around the globe.
Right.
We Talk Radio Network and Blog Talk Radio Network is heard all around the globe. And Southern Soul Artists Around the Globe Network is heard all around the globe.
Yes. And we absolutely love the fact that it is Black owned.
Yes, it's another black owned state. There you go, E-Man. Listen, I'm all about the peeps. But, you know, he's heard, his station is heard in 160 countries.
Right.
Continents. And then including France.
That is correct.
And so we're collaborating with that network. We'll be heard all. Now we'll really be on the map. So we're going to talk to DJ Curtis Blow. That's his stage name, but Curtis Frazier is his name. That's his government name.
Right.
We have him tonight. He's standing by on the phone lines. But we met this brother. Why? Because those of you know me and Mandy, how long we've been married now? About 9 months? 8 months?
Yeah.
This was our DJ.
He was our DJ. He came out, him, his lovely wife, Denise.
Uh-huh.
They came out and, you know, they really worked with us. And awesome DJ. He did not miss a beat. You know, he was there, and we seen him a few times, you know. Once again, very awesome DJ. We certainly appreciate him for making our day special, right?
Yes.
And, you know, E-Man, you know, found out about all that he is doing, you know, and what, and he shared his past with us to his track record, right? Because he has a track record. Whenever there's greatness, mm-hmm. there is a track record to greatness, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I know a lot of you that are listening on the phone line and on the network, you're probably wondering, how did Mr. Curtis Blow get to where he is today? We know that he started out as a DJ, which is great, and he has played in multiple places here in the Dallas, Texas area, and I'm sure other areas as well, E-Man.
Mm-hmm.
And he went from there to starting his own network.
Yeah, 2 years ago in 2020 when the pandemic was going.
During the pandemic when vision was birthed, right?
Yeah.
So we want to hear about that. We want to know more about Mr. Curtis Frazier and, you know, about his network. We want to know what he has to offer over there and also provide you guys with information. Someone may be interested. Maybe you would like to invite Mr. Curtis Blow out for an event.
Yes, guys.
And
yes.
I know E-Man is looking like DJ Curtis Blow, Mandy. Yes, DJ Curtis Blow.
Yeah, he's an awesome DJ, and we have him tonight. He's standing by. We're going to be bringing him in shortly. We'll see you guys. We're giving you guys to come in on the network. Come on in. The time ticker is going off. The phone lines are lighting up. We want to appreciate you. Now, listen, the Cowboys game is over.
It's over.
The Cowboys beat today. We 2-0, Mandy.
They won.
Shout out to the Dallas Cowboys. They 2-0.
All right now.
Yes.
They're going to the Super Bowl.
We're on our way to the Super Bowl. Get your
ticket. Well, hold up.
Mm-hmm.
Every year,
mm-hmm.
I'm hearing we're on our way to the Super Bowl. I just hope we get there.
I think Fred Bell said we buy a ticket. But yeah, we are on our way to the Super Bowl. We beat today. We beat the Jets today. I think we beat them 30-10. And last week, we beat the Giants 40-0.
Okay.
Oh, the Cowboys on the road.
Mm-hmm.
Just like D.L. Sanders. Shout out to Colorado.
All right, man.
The Colorado, they are 3-0. Man, big hats off to our boy D.L. Sanders, Primetime.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Primetime is doing the doggone thing.
All right.
Well, that's just a little recap because last Sunday night it was sports night.
Mm-hmm.
But, man, we got to take a break. When we come back out of this break, we shall be talking to our guest tonight, DJ Curtis Blow, Curtis Frazier, the owner and CEO of Southern Soul Artists Around the Globe, radio.com network. We'll be joining his network on next Sunday night.
Yes.
So, guys, y'all guys, keep it locked. We'll be back with more of the E-Man After Show right after this.
You're listening to The Sound. Sound good.
call a good thing. I got me a good thing too. See, I don't wanna lose.
Listen, I used to hang out every night, running around in the clubs. Yeah, I thought I had everything. I thought I never needed love. That's when God sent an angel straight down from up above. She came and swept me off my feet, showed me the meaning of true love. Now my friends, yeah, they ask me why I don't hang like I used to. Some even laugh, they call the name like old man and party pooper. But I find I don't care what they say. Tell them when I get time I might come through, but I can't come through the day.
Hey, stay too long. I gotta keep moving. My girl, she waits. I don't wanna be foolish. Got a good thing going on, and I ain't trying to lose it. Can't stay too long. I gotta keep moving.
Hello, I'm Fred Bell with the Encouragement for Your Soul. You're listening to the E-Man After Show here on We Talk Radio Network.
Yes, you are. It's We Talk Radio Network. I want to appreciate all of you that's coming in tonight, that's coming in on the phone lines, that's coming in on the network. Man, the time ticker is going off. Welcome to the E-Man After Show. Mandy is in the building. Hello, Mandy.
Hello, everybody.
Yeah, we're back. We're back. Man, we're chilling like a bug. We're hanging out in the studio. We're so appreciative of all of you that join us each and every Sunday night for the E-Man After Show. Listen, throw your hands in the air and wave them like you just don't care. You got your boo thing out there tonight. You sitting around the radio. We got a lot of great good music for you on tonight. But we have a special guest, man. We have a special guest that's standing by.
We do.
We have founder and owner and CEO of Southern Soul Artists Around the Globe Network, Mr. Curtis Frazier, DJ Curtis Blow.
All right.
Yeah, so we're going to see if we can bring him in right now. Ladies and gentlemen, let's bring our guest in. DJ Curtis Blow, what's going on, bro?
Oh, you got it. I want to say hello to everybody, and thank you guys for having me.
Oh, man, we so excited and delighted to have you tonight.
Yes.
Me and my little chocolate chip, we just sitting over here chilling like a bug.
Right.
Yeah, well, man, we appreciate you taking your time out to hang out with us all night tonight. We just jumped off the Mandy the Mentor show. You joined us over on that great show, and want to appreciate you. Listen, we see you guys coming in on the phone lines tonight.
Mm-hmm.
We see you guys. The phone lines are lit up. The network, the time ticker is going off. We want to thank all of you guys that's hanging out with us on tonight. Why? Because this brother that we got on tonight, he's the owner and founder and CEO of Southern Soul Artists Around the Globe Network. But why? Because the E-Man After Show and the Man of the Mentor Show is moving on up to the east side.
You are a mess. You are a mess.
Yeah. So DJ Curtis Blow, you know, Curtis Frazier, one or two for our listeners that's logging in all around the globe and is calling up in there on the phone lines. Remember, our segment for Encouragement for the Soul is at 9:35. We'll run that segment on tonight. Why don't you tell us, sir, just a little bit about yourself, all that who you are and all that you do.
Okay, I'm Curtis Frazier. My real name, my stage name is DJ Curtis Blow. And I'm out of Dallas, Texas. I've been in the game for about 40 years as a DJ. And I switched over to the internet radio during the pandemic when things got bad for all the different artists and music lovers and so on. So I started an internet radio station, and I decided to call it Southern Soul Artists Around the Globe Radio.
Because
there were so many artists out there that did music for a living. Some do this for a living. They didn't have jobs. So I reached out to a couple of them to try to help them as well as myself being in the music business. So that's how I got started. And it was a great name. Southern Soul Arts Around the Globe Radio. We have over 160 countries, including France.
Mm-hmm.
And you can tune in at www.SouthernSoulArtsAroundTheGlobeRadio. That's one word. You can tune in and listen to some of this good, feel-good music.
Yeah.
Old school. You know, for all you blues lovers, I have some for you blues lovers also.
Yeah, man. Ain't nothing like some good old blues and soul music. Because, you know, music is just good for the soul.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't care what you're doing. Man, you can put on some good old music. If it's blues, jazz, gospel, Beethoven, you know, symphony, whatever you're listening to. For some particular reason, music just moves the soul. But DJ Curtis, talk to us a little bit. What is it about the blues that just, you know, take a person back? See, we came on, we played from the church to the motel. You know, that's my his name is Carl Marshall. See, them old songs. See, if you really listen to the lyrics of the song, you know, she was heartbroken. Why? Because she helped this brother, DJ Curtis, and he started going to church with her, right? You know, I don't want to convict nobody tonight. But it ended up from the church to the motel. But what is it about blues that just bring it on home, DJ Curtis?
Oh man, blues is just where it got started, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if anybody know anything about the blues always tell a story. I always tell a story, no matter what you're going through. It's a song out there for everybody, you know.
Oh,
like
yeah.
The old song John Taylor put out, "Just Because," you know. That's a great song, John Taylor. You know, Tyrone Davis, "If I Could Turn Back the Hands of Time, Where Would I Be Now?" You know, I mean, it's just so much music out there. They can, you know, you can be having a bad day at work. And on break, you just dive off into your iPhone and you hit them old blues, and then it just bring you back, make you want to work harder, you know?
Yeah, so, man. Yes, sir.
I mean, these youngsters just don't understand. I mean, what's going on today is kind of reverting back to when everything first started, you know, when it first started.
Right.
You know, only if these youngsters understand the English of what the blues, you know, the blues can bring them. You know, a lot of people, "I don't like blues, I don't like this," but you haven't heard the right song yet. That's all it is.
They ain't heard the right song yet.
Ain't heard the right song.
Yeah, man, ain't nothing like some good old blues music. The thrill is gone. We're going to play a little bit of that tonight, Curtis. The thrill is gone. The thrill is gone away. See, y'all don't know nothing about that. But, you know, DJ Curtis, I mean, man, it's just a pleasure to have you on tonight. We so peacock proud and high and happy and elephant elated for you to be with us on tonight, because you talk about you been in this business for 40 years. And when you start talking about some of the night spots, I call them Jew joints or honky tonks or clubs that you DJ'd in down here in the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex, talk to me a little bit about. Take me down that journey of some of the great, I think you got the Blues Palace on here. Talk to me about the Royal Palace. Talk to me about some of these particular night spots that you DJ'd at.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm going to talk about the Rhythm Club. The Rhythm Club was one of my good spots. I used to love to go in there and play the music for the people. It was old school. You know, it's a lot of people who come in there. Ernie Johnson, Lil Joe Blue, before he passed, used to come through every now and then. He had a lot of local talent here in Dallas. When they come to Dallas, they would come to my spot because they knew it was going to be some good old blues playing. Yeah. They didn't have to worry about hearing no hip hop or none of that. They knew it was going to be a good vibe for them.
Right,
and
right.
I ran to Johnny Taylor a couple of times before Johnny passed. He used to come to a place called Club Diamonds over there on Redbird Lane.
Yeah.
It was ran by Charnette Hyder. Charnette Hyder is a Southern Soul artist. You know, she used to run that place over there. Yeah, Millie Jackson would come over there, Johnny Taylor, you know. I mean, we just have a good old time. I mean,
good old time.
Music, the club's just not like they used to be, you know.
Right.
When we were coming up, now I'm 56. I'm 56.
Right.
I came up on the blues era, you know,
right.
ZZ Hill and all them guys like that. And R.L. Griffin. R.L. Griffin is the
home. Oh, yeah.
So, I mean, everybody know R.L. So, we call him the mayor of South Dallas. That's what we call him. You know, he got one of the hottest spots in Dallas. You know, that's where all the live entertainment goes.
Right,
you know?
Right. Yes, sir.
So, I mean, this is a lot of history.
Right, then the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex. Ladies and gentlemen, we broadcast this show down in the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex. You know, tonight's show is for the sexy and this is for the grown and sexy tonight. You know, you might want to put your chair in the bed. But yeah, because it's, you know, when you start talking about blues, man, and you know, them songs was birthed out of the struggle, you know, and when you start talking about soul music that penetrates the soul. And so, you know, you played in some of the, like the Royal Palace, you DJ'd over there. What was it, the Manhattan Club, you know, you DJ'd over there, the Spotlight Club, you know, over there off of Holmes and Peabody. Man, I mean, you've been doing a little something that DJ Curtis.
Oh, yeah. The blues is how I got here. You know, my dad used to always tell me this old song by Bobby Bland. He used to always say, I believe my baby put some of my food. He said, that's how you got here.
Yeah, so all of you that's over grown and sexy and over 60, you know, that's how you got here on Bobby Blue Bland and B.B. King and James Brown, you know. Because, see, DJ Curtis, we had blues night one night. And, man, I start pulling out all the blues. And to those of you that's coming in on the phone lines tonight, on the network tonight, if you want to talk to DJ Curtis, and you may even have an event you would like for him to DJ, listen, this brother did me and Mandy's wedding.
He did.
Him and his, shout out to your wife, Denise.
Yes.
You know, they did our wedding. And listen here, the owner of this station, she was there. And I looked out there, and she was out there just, she had to flow by herself.
She was dancing.
I was like, go ahead, Kia. Why? Because the music was, you know, when you sit back and just chilling and eating good and listening to some good old music, you know, and I know a lot of us done got to that age now, DJ Curtis, because a lot of them clubs are going away. Do you know if any of those clubs are still existing here in the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex, DJ Curtis?
There are only two clubs that's standing, you know, that I used to DJ in, Blues Palace, Manhattan, And you have Emerald City over there, just left in the South Dallas.
Okay.
And you got a couple of more that's, they knew the South Dallas area, they're servicing. But those are the veteran clubs there, Blues Palace, Manhattan, and Emerald City.
Okay. Those of you that's listening on the network on tonight, you know, I can remember me and my homeboys. You know, because, you know, it's been a lot of, what were some of the clubs over there at Oak Cliff? What was it, the Bimini's Club? What else were some of the clubs over there in Oak Cliff, Texas?
Judge's Chamber, Two Clubs, Pizzazz, Fat Sally's. There's a lot of them over there, boy.
Oh, boy, we finna reminisce. But we're going to reminisce here in a minute because we got a segment to do. We have a segment, DJ Curtis. We're going to play some more good music, but we got a segment to do. We call Encouragement for the Soul. Listen, we got a Southern Soul, and then we got Encouragement for the Soul.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because everything is about the soul. Ain't nothing. We try to get your soul right. So we're going to give you a little encouragement on tonight. It's by our good friend, Deacon Fred Bell. You guys know him. He's in the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex by Fred Bell. You know, he does a great segment over here. You guys enjoy that, and we'll be back with more of our conversation with DJ Curtis from Southern Soul Artists Around the Globe Network right after this.
You are now tuned in to encouragement for your soul with Fred Bell.
We're all sitting down right now, getting ready to listen to the encouragement for your soul. And we have been listening to the E-Man show up until this point. And I'm sure we heard him say by this time, we're going to go around the domino table. But tonight we're going to go around the card table for this encouragement for your soul. Because the encouragement for your soul tonight is going to be entitled, You Can Still Win with a Bad Hand. And you know, when we've all played cards before, everybody that's probably listening tonight has either played spades before or knows someone that has played spades. And when you have a bad hand in spades, you go bored. And when you go bored, that means you go four books, meaning you don't feel like you have enough cards to go overboard, meaning you only going to the minimum. So there's someone tonight that has felt like that maybe God has given them a bad hand. And when I say a bad hand, we're talking about a bad hand in life. You weren't born with a silver spoon in your mouth. You were raised in the hood. You didn't have much money. And even when you grew up, you thought that things would change. But now, the job you long for, it's not paying you what you thought it should pay you. Your church that you're going to, you're not advancing in the church as fast as you should. The woman you wanted, she still doesn't want you, even though she married you for a different reason. So now you're feeling like God has given you a bad hand. Do you know who had the worst hand in history, in the history of the Bible? It's a man named Job. And we've all listened to or read the book of Job before. Job lost everything in one day. He lost all his wealth. He lost all his kids. But Job still won with a bad hand. Because Job didn't look at the things he had that he lost. He looked at what God had already given him. Naked I come into the world and naked I will leave. Job had the right mindset because Job knew all the things that had been given to him up to that point were given to him by God. Even his wife wanted him to curse God out and die. And Job refused to. Job held on to his faith. And in the end, God rewarded Job with more than he had before he lost it all. So tonight I'm telling anyone who feels like they have been given a bad hand in life, just like Job, you can still win because your partner, who is God, he has every joker. He has every ace of spades. He has every king, queen, and jack. So therefore, the hand that he has, you are still a winner because his hand is in your hand. So tonight, you've heard another encouraging word that you can win with a bad hand. So therefore, if you feel like your hand is the hand that was given to you and it's a bad hand, keep your faith in God and you will always win. You heard another encouraging word by Fred Bell.
You have just been motivated, inspired with encouragement for your soul with Fred Bell.
You're listening to The Sound.
thing that I found out. It ain't have one woman, gotta have three. One woman just to hold me down, one woman just to lift me up.
Oh, yeah.
And I gotta at least have one woman on the side that really don't give. If you wanna leave, baby, go ahead and leave, yeah. It's one thing that I found out. It ain't have one woman, gotta have three. One woman just to hold me down, one woman just to lift me up. And I got at least that one woman on the side that really don't give. If you wanna go, baby, go ahead and walk out the door. But one thing that you gotta remember is one monkey don't stop no show. If you wanna go, baby, go ahead and walk out the door. But one thing that you gotta remember is one monkey don't stop no show. This train gon' keep on rolling. Oh yeah, to think our life gon' keep on. The door. I call Kim up on the phone. Me, Kim, we don't fuss and fight. With Kim, I ain't never wrong. Or I might just go call Keisha, go get my party on. See, I know if I ever get hungry and I want me something good to eat, I can pick up my phone and call GP. She'll fix something nice and sweet. If you wanna leave, go ahead and leave, baby. But one thing that I found out, can't have one woman, gotta have three. One woman just to hold me down, one woman just to lift me up.
Oh, yeah.
And I gotta at least have one woman on the side that really don't give. So if you wanna leave, baby, go ahead and leave, yeah. There's one thing that I found out, can't have one woman, gotta have three. One woman just to hold me down, one woman just to lift me up. And I got at least that one woman on the side that really don't give. If you wanna go, baby, go ahead and walk out the door. But one thing that you gotta remember is one monkey don't stop no show. If you wanna go, baby, go ahead and walk out the door. But one thing that you gotta remember is one monkey don't stop no show. This train gon' keep on rolling. Oh yeah, to think our life gon' keep on.
Talk Radio Network is the hottest online radio station heard globally. We feature the best radio shows, the most amazing hosts, and hot topic panelists. We produce and support fabulous events globally as well. We work with the most dedicated community partners, period, point blank. I started We Talk Radio Network in 2010, and guess what?
Over 10 years later, we are still going strong.
Celebrating and providing the best radio shows, best special guests, the most incredible music, blogs, events, and more. We have informative shows, inspirational shows, music shows. We even have two youth shows. We invite you to be a part of the family. And you can do that by following us on all our social media platforms and by going to www.wetalkradio.com. WeTalkRadio.com.
Show.
Yes, it is. It is the E-Man After Show. We're back in the building. Mandy, we're back.
We are back.
We hope all you guys sit back and enjoyed a little of that blues, rhythm and blues music.
Yes.
Why? Because tonight, we have a special guest that's hanging out with us on tonight. DJ Curtis Blow is his stage name. He's the founder and owner and CEO of Southern Soul Artists Around the Globe Network. Well, the E-Man After Show and the Mandy the Mentor Show is going to be featured on his network starting next Sunday night, September the 24th, man.
That's right.
Yeah,
that's
so
right.
Yeah, we want to appreciate all of you guys that support us over here on We Talk Radio Network and Blog Talk Radio Network. We're just collaborating and going on. We're moving on up.
You're a man.
DJ Curtis, are you back with us, sir?
I'm here.
Well, man, we glad to have you hanging out with us. This is what we do on a Sunday night, bro.
Oh, I love it.
Yes, sir. We just come around, you know, because, you know, radio is a thing. When I was in college, I had an opportunity down at Texas Southern University. I started going over to TSU radio station. And of course, you know, we'll talk a little bit about that, how you got inspired in creating your network. You know, you know, when we grew up a long time ago, me and my friends, one of my good friends, Anthony Smith and Alonzo Williams and Terry, you know, we used to race cars and do all that type of stuff. But, you know, we was off into the CBs and the equalizers and all of that type of stuff. You know what I'm saying? And so, man, we all went down to the TSU, DJ Curtis, and I got inspired because, you know, I went to college to study law. I started out at Thurgood Marshall Law School, but Mandy, you know, it was too much work for me. Too much weed, DJ Curtis. So I found myself over at KTSU Studios.
Mm.
And y'all know it's Yolanda Adams now, but she was young at the time. Mm-hmm. But she had a show over there Miss TSU, Yolanda Adams.
Mm.
And I sit in there and I would watch them DJ and I remember the DJ down there, you know, they were spinning them records, man, because, you know, we had LPs back in the day, DJ Curtis. I don't know, man, do you know what LPs is?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
My wife is a young whippersnapper. You don't know what DJ Curtis, help us out. What is LPs so my wife would know what we talking about over there?
Oh, man, we talking about those 45s that you spin. You have the albums, then you have the 45s, the records, yeah.
Oh, just say albums.
Got a box full of them, yeah.
Why y'all just can't say albums, okay? Just say albums. That I can relate to that.
Yeah, we speed up the albums because when we was coming up, them little 45s, and shout out to your wife, Miss Denise.
Yes, shout out to her.
You know, because, you know, they do tracks and stuff now, but when y'all DJ our wedding, you know, y'all probably did tracks, but a long time ago, they would bring them big old black crates in, you know, full of LPs and albums. I'm quite sure you got three of them around the studio, huh? Hmm?
Yes, a lot of work.
Yeah, and so, you know, I'm you know, just watching the DJs because, you know, we grew up in the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex. And you remember Ushay, right?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah, man, we would go to Pizzazz and Ushay, man, he had a mix that was out of this world.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
oh,
DJ Curtis, how y'all mix them 45s, man? What's the new turntable out today?
Well, you got to have an ear for music, you know.
Mm-hmm.
To be a mixer, you have to have a real music to be a mixer. It's complicated,
right.
You know. Yeah, you got to have a real foot. You gotta be able to mix those beats together.
Mm-hmm.
You know, some do it with headphones. Some just have a natural talent for it. You know.
Right, right. And so, talk to me a little bit, and I listen. What inspired you to really just create a whole network? You know, what got into you in 2022 just to create a whole network of rhythm and blues?
Well, by me having a passion for music and me doing it as long as I have, you know, I wanted to just keep doing it, you know. So I started, you know, like I said, I started the radio station during the pandemic. You know, I was 10 years in the club, the Manhattan over there. Doing my thing, and I had a lot of good times there. I saw a lot of people just enjoying themselves and having fun, and that's what people do when they get out of work. They want somewhere to go,
Yes, sir.
Just party, have a good time, relax, and stuff like that. And when the pandemic hit, it shut down pretty much everything, the whole city. So everybody just, you know, just mm-hmm. out of it. So in order for me to, you know, pick myself up to do what I used to do, I create the internet radio station.
Mm-hmm.
You know, instead of people listening to me in the club, you know, I had an even bigger audience, you know, when I started the internet radio station. And to where I can, like I said, where I can help other people. You have a lot of artists do this for a living. Now, singing for a living is kind of hard
mm-hmm.
when the pandemic hit. Because you have nobody listening, nobody promoting, nobody doing anything, you know.
Right.
I mean, social media was just so full of DJs, you know. It's like everybody deserves a chance, you know. So
mm-hmm.
outside of the internet radio station, this station is not just, you know, for listeners. It's actually for artists that don't get in the airplay, you know.
Okay.
So what they would do, a lot of artists email me their music, you
mm-hmm.
know, and I would put it on the station. You know, I don't judge what's good, what's bad. You know, I put it on the station, keep it in rotation. And when I'm doing my live shows, I keep it in rotation. And mm-hmm. people love it, you know. People love what
yes,
I'm doing, especially the artists, mm-hmm. you know.
Oh, yeah.
Because a lot of radio these days, yeah, a lot of radio these days, you have the hip-hop stations.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have any blues stations outside KNON.
Mm-hmm.
You know, KKDA, you know, used to be with Willis Johnson and our buddies over there. They, you know, so KNON is the only place you can really go and get some good blues and Southern Soul, you know,
yes,
and also the Southern Soul Network.
Mm-hmm.
So I would be number three, you know, Southern Soul Arts Around the Globe Radio.
Yeah.
So,
oh, wow.
That's what got me started.
Well, man, that's beautiful because, you know, I'm just a firm believer, no matter what you do, if you follow your dream when you have a passion and
mm-hmm.
a calling, you know, you just have to be persistent and consistent and stay with it. You know what I'm saying? And, man, we want to appreciate you. You've been going on for 2 years now. You're in 160 countries. You're all around the globe, brother, even over there in France. Yeah, listening to us on tonight. Well, you know, with We Talk Radio Network and Blog Talk, we're going to do this collaboration, you know.
Right.
We're coming on your network, and me and Amanda want to say, first of all, thank you for giving us the opportunity to allow us to come on
mm-hmm.
your network, you know, just, you know,
oh, yeah.
To do what we do, and that's talk crazy.
Yes, thank you.
Man.
Right. So, DJ Curtis Blow, you have been you've been doing R&B for quite some time. We know you started out at the age of 18 in multiple clubs. Can you provide insight to our listeners? Maybe there's someone out there that may not have tapped into R&B because they may have the perception that it's depressing. Is there any type of insight you can provide to the listener that may, and this is for a person that may not have really, really taken the time to listen to R&B because they were told that it's depressing. What insight would you provide to them, sir?
That's a good question.
Right. That's a
Thank
good
you.
Question. You know, there's different genres of music out there. Everybody are not blues lovers. Everybody are not R&B, hip hop, and so on. My station is basically for the grown and sexy. I have a platform that provides, you know, Southern Soul, blues, zydeco, gospel, R&B. I have a platform that I can play all genres of music. Now, the particular station that's on now, Southern Soul Arts Around the Globe Radio, is an all Southern Soul station at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I put the emphasis on it, Southern Soul, blues, and more, which means when I'm live, I play all the other good music, you know. Somebody call in and request a song, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I can play all genres of music when I do my live shows. But at the moment, it's an all Southern Soul show at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason it's an all Southern Soul show at the moment, right now, you have, like I say, during a pandemic, a lot of artists were emailing me music. And most of those artists are upcoming Southern Soul artists and new artists and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I do take the R&B, the hip-hop, and all the other music, and I put it in rotation on my live shows on certain days when I'm doing a hip hop set, if I'm doing an R&B set, and I pass it along to all the DJs. So I have a email list probably from here to California with all the DJs' emails. So mm-hmm. not only do I get it, but I distribute it to all the other DJs. Because mm-hmm. no DJ had the same music, you know. And
right.
they go on my station and listen to my music and pull something from there. You know, all those DJs interact with each other. So mm-hmm. there's never a dull moment when it comes down to listeners.
Right.
You know,
right.
so I can give them anything they want. If it's something right. I need to add to the station, most of them will call me up and say, can you add and throw a little bit of this and that, a little bit of this and that? I'd add it to the station. It's all about the listeners. It's not about what I want to hear.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's all about the listeners. You know, so.
For sure that.
But blues, yeah, I get it. Blues, when it comes down to certain blues, it can be depressing if you just come out of a situation or something like that, and then you hear a song that's kind of relating to what you're going through. Oh yeah, it's definitely
yeah.
depressing. You know.
So, is there like a best kept secret when it comes to blues?
Oh, just before you answer that, man, I just had to throw this in. Remember that question? He said it's depressing what you're going through. That's why I play from the church to the boat.
What in the world?
You know that's got to be depressing for a woman to, you know, meet a man and she start going to church, but she took him back and he tell her to go to church and find out his lover, they head to the motel. That's got to be depressing if you hear that song.
DJ Curtis Blow. DJ Curtis Blow.
Back to you, man.
Yes, back to me. Is there a best kept secret? And I'm asking you these questions, sir, because you started out very young. You know, you started out very young, and I'm sure you had multiple mentors during your, you know, while you were on your way. For the blues, although you do offer different genres of music, which is great on your network, when it comes to R&B, because I'm thinking about the name of your network, which is Sutherland Soul, Artists Around the Globe, radio.com. So, you know, we hear the Sutherland Soul part, right? And I know that you and Eman, you guys were talking, and you were talking about feel-good music.
Mm-hmm.
So is there a best-kept secret when it comes to this type of music?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Southern Soul, well, basically, R&B, you know, stands for Rhythm and Blues.
Mm-hmm.
But they call it something else. R&B it was really stand for Rhythm and Blues, but they call mm-hmm. R&B something else. Just like Southern Soul.
Mm-hmm. You can
Southern
tell us
Soul
what that is.
Is really, it's really short for soul music.
Okay.
Southern
okay.
Soul is really short for soul music. So, which means mm-hmm. that, you know, blues has its own label, blues,
mm-hmm.
R&B. You know, mm-hmm. Southern Soul is a name that was put out there, you know, by different artists. So they call mm-hmm. it Southern Soul. It's really soul music. So most of the music,
okay.
the Southern Soul music has a upbeat. Blues
mm-hmm.
has a slower beat.
Mm-hmm.
So Southern Soul is something you could dance to. You could dance
okay.
to, you can kind of relate to.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of like it's kind of like the new hip hop today. Like
mm-hmm.
like the hip hop coming out today, you can't really understand what they
right.
saying and this and that versus yeah, the old
sure.
school hip hop. So it's kind of balanced out, you know.
Okay. Well, that makes sense. Okay. Thank you.
Well, that's awesome to you blues lovers out there on the network on
mm-hmm.
tonight, because we're all around the globe to all of you blues lovers out there tonight. Because, you know, you talked about it's all about the listeners. That's
mm-hmm.
the only reason why me and Mandy keep coming back every Sunday night.
Right.
You know, for the listeners, because what we found out over here on this network, it's a great market at 9 p.m. Central Standard Time. We tell people that all the time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we are surprised when we go in and look at the stats and look at the numbers of people that's logged in all around the globe.
Mm-hmm.
And on the E-Man oh, yeah. after show, they get a mouthful. they don't know what we may be talking about. But what we found out, they keep coming back. And so we keep coming back because we only coming back because they keep coming back. Because, you know, this is why we always take the time to appreciate our listeners. You know, this is why we always love to give them shout outs, because you'd be surprised of a blues song or a comedy or or even a message, or like we do an encouragement for what that person need when to be uplifted.
Right.
Man, to ask the question, right. You know, is it that funk song when people are depressed?
Because,
mm-hmm. You know, you have heard that slogan, blues make people
right.
depressed.
Right.
But you'd be surprised of a blues song or a gospel song, mm-hmm. or a jazz song, or just a word of encouragement, how it just motivate and uplift someone.
Mm.
And for the blues music, you know, it's the lyrics, like DJ is saying, man.
Uh-huh.
You know, a lot of these artists, you can't understand what they talking about.
Right.
And I'm gonna take it a little bit farther. I'm a big fan of Frankie Beverly and Maze.
Mm-hmm.
Listen,
yeah.
Frankie Beverly and Maze, I don't care where he at, E-Man gonna be up in the house. Ain't nothing like an all-white party with Frankie Beverly and Maze. Tell me, who was your artist in blues, DJ?
Well, my artist in blues, I mean, there's just so many out there. I mean, I have art blues artists that I could play right now today. It's mm-hmm. probably 20, 30 years old. And then when they hear it, it's old to me, but it's new to them.
Oh, okay.
And it sounds good. And
yeah.
It sounds good. They'll think it just came out, but it's
right,
been
right.
20, 30 years. They just never heard it before. And I have a lot of that on my station, too. And it's like, dude, I'm a different breed of DJ. It's kind of like mm-hmm. I will play stuff in the club that other DJs mm-hmm. wouldn't play.
Hmm.
You know,
yeah,
in
like
my music. yeah. You have to be able to read the crowd versus just playing.
Right, right. Yeah, read the room.
That's
huh?
good.
Yes. What to get room. Us up on the flow, huh? Because you know,
yeah.
the night you played I don't know if it was my wife's dress or whatever, when you played our song for us to dance in the
Oh my! Do not remind
oh,
me.
Oh yeah,
that.
The best of my love. Oh yeah, that was hot.
Yeah. E-Man is over there being funny.
My wife told me, don't grab my booty, babe. I said, why not? She was over there, listen, I got too much rump. Don't grab my booty.
Because I know he had been waiting to do that. So, you know, he had been waiting on that part. But you definitely DJed our wedding, you know, and we were certainly appreciative. It was... it was an awesome wedding. We had great music.
Mm-hmm.
You came out, you know, on the night of the rehearsal, and at the end of the day, did not miss a beat. You and your beautiful wife, Denise.
Yeah, we want to appreciate y'all. Y'all made our night memorable. Now we'll be in Vegas for our anniversary, right?
Yes.
You gonna come
so.
Down there with us, down there, DJ Ford. Yeah, because I tell you, man, it's just a beautiful thing. But now we're collaborating. You know, talk to us a little bit how important, how this really worked, because, you know, we've been on We Talk for 2 years. We've been on Blog Talk for going on 6 years. And you know, just because, you know, me being the creator of the shows, the producer of the shows, I pitch the shows. And I pitch them and I send them out to different networks. Actually, in November, we're going on another network, which is Wes Golden out of California.
Mm-hmm.
That network, you know, let's talk about the collaboration of the E-Man After Show and the Man to the Mentor Show. It'll be earned every Sunday night at 7 and 9 p.m. How do that really work? What do the listeners have to do if they want to hear our shows on that show, on that network?
All the listeners have to do is just tune in to www.SouthernSoulArtsAroundTheGlobe.radio. It's one word. Just click on the link. And at 7 o'clock, the show will air. And then at 9 o'clock, the show will air. So you just tune in. You can call in from that same call-in number and everything, except it'll just be aired on this network.
Yes. Live, right there, live.
And possible later on down the line, you get the video where you can,
oh, okay.
you can do a live show, you know.
So live video, yeah, that's what
audio,
that's
audio, you had a, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, I was telling my wife to get camera ready, because, you know, we used to be on Facebook. When we started the Man to the Mentor Show, we was out there on Facebook, and we did a whole lot of that. And so I was telling them, one of our other hosts, Victoria and Mandy. Y'all, we're getting ready to go back on because we're going to be doing some live shows. They'll get to see us live again, mm-hmm. you know, because we're in a whole new studio. Everything is redone, and that's going to be awesome, man, where mm-hmm. a person can come in on your network. We're gaining all your listeners, and
right.
you're gaining all our listeners. So those of you out here on We Talk Radio Network, you'll get to hear this great network, and you can go on throughout the day. You can go on throughout the day because it's 24/7
mm-hmm.
that this network
oh, yeah,
is running.
24/7.
Yes, sir. You can go to www.southernsoulartistsaroundtheglobe.radio.com. Click on it. I think you go ahead, you have our flyers and stuff up there, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And that Emlyn Live, just click on and you'll be able to listen live. And then also you can call in. What's the number? What's the call-in number? I believe the call-in number is 469-445-5823.
Mm-hmm.
You can call in and listen to us live starting next Sunday night, the 24th of September. Actually, that's my mother's birthday.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, my mother, she's been passed on. She's gone home to be with the Lord. It'll be 3 years, Mandy.
Mm-hmm.
She passed at 95. She will be 98 years old on the 24th. That's why the show is scheduled, because it's dedicated to her, sir.
Oh, wow, what a blessing.
Yeah.
Yes, it is.
Yes. We laid her, 3 years ago, Mandy?
Yes.
Yeah, awesome. Service, my brother, the young pastor. What did he preach? You look just like your mama.
Yes, he did.
So it's been 3 years. She's gone on to be with the Lord, and we're launching, coming on yo. So every September the 24th, it's an anniversary for me.
Mm-hmm.
Two anniversaries. Coming on your network is my mother's anniversary. Yeah, because, you know, she inspired me to do radio. You know what I'm saying? She was like, boy, you talk too much. You just need to go talk. You know, because all radio is just talking, right? But, you know, we tell people all the time, DJ, people don't know what it takes to make this count. Talk to our listeners a little bit about, in the creative of your network, what it kind of really takes to make. Because, see, people think we just sit down here and talk. It's a whole lot of rules and regulations. I done broke a whole lot of them.
Yes, you have.
Oh, yeah, me too, man.
Listen, it's a wonder I'm still on the air, because I done said some stuff. They done wrote me like, listen, we started the Mandy the Mentor show. DJ Curtis, I done got on here and called white folk crackers. I done said some of everything on the network. And then they'll write me, and then I say, did I get out of line? They was like, no, we done heard worse than that. And, you know, so I said, okay, Mandy, well, I guess I'm good.
right.
But I done said a whole lot of stuff that, you know, most people will say stuff like, I can't believe you said that. I say, well, you know, I just keep it 100. You know, I got to read your rules too. If you got the same ones I got, I think I'm okay, but I'm going to have to read your rules because I don't want to say too much.
Read the rules.
You know, because it's licensed. These networks are licensed. But, you know, I've been in radio for almost 35 years now, so I know how far to go. No, I don't do nothing crazy, DJ. I know how far to go. I know what I can get by with, you know, because you ain't heard. See, this is, who is that, Howard Stern? This is, you ain't heard that until you heard Wendy Williams or Howard Stern. If they could stay on there, I know I can.
Oh, yeah.
You know, but talk to us a little bit about, you know, behind the scenes when you created this network. Talk to us about licensing. Talk to us about what does it make and how you get these numbers and what does that really mean?
Mm-hmm.
To that person that's sitting out on the network tonight that may even want to get into this kind of entertainment field.
Oh, yeah. It's a great business to be in. As you know, internet radio is pretty big right now, especially when the pandemic hit. You know, so it allowed a lot of people that had clubs, churches, and stuff mm-hmm. like that would normally, you know, be in the church house or, you know, doing different functions or something like that. Internet mm-hmm. radio became real big, and it's a great business to be in. And it's a few ins and outs that you have to learn with first licenses and what you can and what you can't do on air mm-hmm. and stuff like that. But other than that, you know, I encourage anybody, they want to start a any type of radio station or podcast or anything like that,
mm-hmm.
and just to go for it, you know. Just read up. There's all kind of material out there you can read up on for the do's, as the do's and don'ts as for radio and podcasts and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
But the pricing to run a radio station,
mm-hmm.
it just depends on what you're trying to do.
Right.
You know,
right.
it can range anywhere from let's say from 70 to 4,000. It just depends on what you're trying to do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, FM radio is more expensive.
Right.
FM radio and internet radio, basically internet radio goes a little bit further than FM radio. Depends on the money amount, depending on what you want to spend.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a great business to be in, and I encourage anybody if they want to do a talk show or a DJ or anything like that. I have spots open on my platform for DJ.
Yeah.
Anywhere in the state of Texas, you can DJ from wherever you are. To the station from wherever you are, and anybody want to do a podcast or you want to do some community stuff or any type of radio stuff, just give me a call 469-445-5823. Give me a call. We'll sit down and we'll talk about it. You know, see what I can do to help you, like I help others. You know.
Yes, sir.
Right.
That's beautiful.
That is beautiful.
And you know, always opening up a door, and that's really how it is. You know, and this is why I appreciate you and glad to be a part of what you're doing. You know, when you make it over, you reach back to help someone else over.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? Because it's room at the table for everyone. And this is how these networks take off, because you remind me of Kia Davis. She started in 2010, and I was part of her early. I was with her early on when she first started. You know what I'm saying? And I watched her work diligently behind the scenes and keeping this great network, which has been around for 13 years, up and going. And now, you know, getting to know you and watching you, and it's a lot that, you know, we'll teach each other and that type of stuff. You know, I just think it's very important, because sometimes people think it's easy. and they don't know the hard work, the long hours that you've had to put in. Because, you know, we were sharing with some of our listeners over on Mandy's show, a lot of times we prep these shows. We may have stuff on paper, but we get a weed off of the paper sometimes.
Right.
But every show is prepped, and how you know, people send in topics and, you know, can I put that topic out there, and you have to rewrite the topic and kind of make it similar. And then, you know, just in this entertainment world, Mr. Frazier, you know, different one was, because, you know, we Christians, you know, we all believers of God. And one of the things Blog Talk asked me was, what category do you guys want to be in? And when I started reading the rules, I put down entertainment. Because when I read the different rules for Christian radio and that type of stuff, your mouth is so muffled, you may not be able to say nothing. you know what I'm saying? You say Jesus too loud, they might pull you.
Mm.
You understand what I'm saying? Because you have so many religions out there. And see, a lot of people don't get it. They think, oh, I'm going to give me a Christian show and I'm just going to get in there and talk to you. Okay. We'll see. You understand what I'm saying? But when we put ourselves in entertainment, it opened up, because now we up under, amendment, mm-hmm. our first right amendment. You can't shut us down. You understand what I'm saying? We have the freedom to speak and say what we want to say and talk about Christ. You might not like it, but we able to talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
And so these shows just have taken off. And so I'm taking the time to explain to that person around the globe and around the network, because a lot of times people sit in stuff with me and Mandy have got so many topics to, I was like, I don't know if we could talk about that.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You talk about grown and sexy. The owner of this station, she do a show called The Unplugged Show with Kia D. It's for grown folk completely. Your kids do not want to, you understand? But I'm saying it like this here. It's not too vulgar. It's not vulgar, but it's keeping it real. And what I decided to do, I formed us men being around the domino table here at the E-Man After Show. I did that with a strategy for a reason, because when we men come around the domino table, DJ Curtis, we want to have real dialogue and real conversations from all kinds of conversations, you know, that people are dealing with so much. And then we want to give them a little laughter. Then we want to give them some blues.
Yes.
And it just keeps the listeners coming back because all the feedback, we love y'all shows.
Mm-hmm.
you know what I'm saying? And all me and my little chocolate chip dude just sit over here and look at each other, and she yawned about this time of the night. You know, because we try to stretch the E-Man After Show, stretch it out. And so the E-Man After Show, we're working it out now. I don't know if we're doing a two-hour show or one-hour show, because my wife, she can't stay up past 10. I don't know what that is. But her eyes start getting heavy, DJ Curtis. You know, but man, we are really, really proud of you really creating this great network. Because, you know, when I started internet, my first show, DJ Curtis, was in 1990, I want to say 98 and 99. She's a Christian comedian named Coco. You know, I was her producer when internet, when people was like, you know how some is introduced and they like, oh, that ain't going to work.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You remember when internet started back in the day, people was looking like that. Why? Because they was looking at mainstream.
Mm-hmm.
The number one market today is internet.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And so I've been introduced to it back in the early, I think it was 98, 99, I produced the Coco Show. And from the Coco Show, you know, doing mainstream radio, we're here tonight. We're all around the globe, all around the world, listeners are listening in.
Right.
And we want to appreciate all our listeners. So we're gaining more listeners. We're bringing listeners to your network, and you're bringing listeners to this network. And so we just want you guys to chime in each and every Sunday night at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time over on Blog Talk Radio Network and Southern Soul, Artists Around the Globe Network. And on We Talk Radio Network and Southern Soul, man, it's going to be a great conversation, Mandy. You ain't going to be able to look sleep when we go live over there.
Oh, I won't be.
Oh, listen, she's going to be dead down, Curtis. Yeah, because we're going to do some stream yard. He'll be in his studio and we'll be in ours.
Right.
And we'll be able to see each other on the screen.
Mm-hmm.
And we can do some stuff like that, right, sir?
Yeah, right. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, he top of the line over there, man. I'm trying to teach these people over here. You know, I got all this digital stuff over here. They be like, what in the ham sandwich going on over here? Man, but Mandy can work this board, though.
Man. That show, that's got to learn all of that. That's the other co-host of the other show.
Yes, and so, man, we just peacock proud and hyena happy to be a part of your network.
Mm-hmm.
I want to tell you to keep your foot, you know, on the plow, you know, we'll look back. You say you 67? 57?
56. I'll be 57 October 28th.
Man, I'm 52. You know, I guess me and you going to be doing radio by time. See, Tom Joyner was one of my mentors. You know, I would get on up there to 80 and 90. We'll be on the internet radio talking, playing the blues. Because blues don't never go away. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, no.
Ain't nothing like the blues, man.
They here to stay.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Well, man, you know, this. We want to appreciate you for hanging out with us on both shows on tonight. We just want to let our listeners know that we're coming on a new network, and you are the founder and owner and CEO of that network. Once again, those of you on the phone lines or on the network, that you're interested in doing a podcast, you're interested in doing a talk show, you're interested in doing a music show. And to all DJs, if you're a DJ I don't think you have to be in the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex. You can be all around the globe. Mm-hmm. You can call this owner here at 469-445-5823. His name is Curtis Frazier. Mr. Curtis Frazier to you guys out there, you know, because you know how these young folk are. They call him Mr. Curtis. You know, you want a DJ, give him a call. He have a platform, you know, and talk to him about it. See if y'all can work something out. It'll be a blessing to you. And him and his wife, Denise Frazier, she was out at the Cowboy game today, huh? Tailgating, huh? Hello, Miss Denise. Huh? What'd you say, Curtis?
Yes, he was out the tailgating, watching the Cowboys beat up on the Jets.
Yeah. We 2-0, man. We got some Pittsburgh Steelers fans on the line tonight too. Yeah. We have this little rivalry going on over here, you know, with some of the fellows that sit around the domino table. You know, the NFL season have started, and we do some sports shows over here. We'll be talking sports. You know, what do you think? What do you think about Deion Sanders and Colorado, DJ?
Oh man, Deion doing his thing, boy. Deion,
yes,
Deion
sir.
In the family.
Deion in the family.
Oh, in the family, yeah.
Yeah, man, that's last night was that was the longest game. I think that game went off at 1 o'clock last night, our time. You know, because they went into two overtimes. They went into two overtime, but they pulled it out. And man, what I love about Deion, he's just a winner. You know what I'm saying? This brother find a way to win. He's a winner. And you know, he got to be Peacock proud to look on the field and see your two seeds, you know, walking in your footprints and your footsteps. You know, his son is the quarterback, and then his youngest son is a defensive back. Yeah, he got an interception and ran it back 70-some yards last night. That's just got to be awesome, you know. And it's just setting that legacy. So you're setting a legacy in radio, you know. The old down the line, people will be talking about DJ Curtis Blow with Southern Soul Artists Around the Globe .com. Well, man.
Oh yeah.
We want to appreciate you tonight. You know, we're gonna get ready to wrap it up. I want to appreciate you for stopping by. And then me and Mandy just want to appreciate you giving us the opportunity to come on your network. And, you know, I got the rules, sir. I ain't going to get you kicked off there.
Absolutely.
I got a wife. Listen, E-Man, you can't. Mandy used to fuss at me every Sunday, didn't you?
I did.
You know, because Curtis, you know, I've been in radio for a long time. And so I do know the rules. But a lot of people, because, you know, I'm all about the culture. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And being about the culture, I don't know why it is with our people. That's where the biggest fight is.
Mm-hmm.
It's not with the other group of people. It's a lot of time it's just with our people, because somewhere down the line it done been deemed we can't celebrate who we are.
Mm-hmm.
And so I start, you know, I've been around doing the culture for a long time. And so I'm going to be like Martin King. If you ain't willing to stand for something, you'll fall for anything. you know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And so I apply that in everything I do. I'm not finna back down in who I am. And I'm going to speak in the words of Jesse Jackson. I'm going to say it loud because I'm black.
I'll
be looking at my wife. My wife got some facial expression over there, man. She be like, what in the ham sandwich? see, I'm trying to bring her up to speed because This is what I would say to you guys there on the network tonight. Someone paved the way for him to create this this network.
Right.
And you do know, DJ, we've been trying to educate those that listen. See, a lot of people don't even know it's a black man that created these microphones.
Mm-hmm.
That we talk on every night.
Right.
And then the reason why we keep sharing that these are black-owned stations, why we can't celebrate our people when we create and do stuff like this.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm all about the culture. I'm all about and who we are and whose we are and where we're going. Can you imagine our parents getting bit by dogs, but you are able to sit here in 2023 and create a whole network? That's unheard of from a black man anyway.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, mm-hmm. Definitely.
Yes. And numbers is up there with our white counterparts. You understand what I'm saying? And they want a piece of the pie, so everybody want to collaborate. Why? Because when you look at the Deion Sanders, when you just do what you call to do,
mm-hmm.
it just works out. It, you think, DJ?
Oh, yeah, yeah. And right now, you know, Southern Soul is big right now. Southern Soul is considered a whole different genre of music. Which means, you know, you have BET, King George. You played a couple of King George songs.
Right.
And King George collaborates with what's the young lady's name? Had the club right here on Martin Luther King. I can't think of her name right now. Ooh, what's her name? Okay, anyway, she's tied in with BET and Life Jennings and all those guys there. So Life Jennings and all those guys have songs with Southern Soul artists, which means that it's a possibility that Southern Soul will hit BET sooner or later.
Oh, okay.
That's awesome.
And by we're going with you.
Tied in, right? Yeah. Like this Southern Soul Super Bowl we got going on. All these are considered Southern Soul artists, you know. Yeah, with the Curtis Caldwell Center, that's going to be a real big show. You know, you got the King, Sir Charles is going to be there. Lace Group, all these artists are legends. They're legends. So people know their music and, you know, they all have stories of how they got where they is and stuff like that. I'm actually going to be backstage with a lot of artists.
I guess we got backstage.
Yeah, I want to give a shout out. I want to give a shout out to somebody. I want to give a shout out to Steph Michelle. Steph Michelle, she does the Southern Soul video mix and advertising for a lot of artists out there. And she's the one got me kind of in the mix of that Southern Soul video deal. Southern Soul deal at Curtis Caldwell Center. The backstage passes and stuff like that. So we actually networking together.
Oh, great, great.
Yes, that's awesome.
That is awesome. My son actually graduated from that particular, that's where they graduated, West Mesquite. Well, we got backstage passes. We'll be right up in there with you. you know what would be nice, DJ Curtis? It'd be nice if we can broadcast live from out there the night of.
You know what? Into that. I'm going to definitely check into that. I can check. It's still early because the show is not till September the 23rd.
Okay. That's a few Saturdays from now.
September 23rd. Yeah.
That's on a Saturday because my mother's birthday on a Sunday. We can do a live remote. That would be beautiful to do a live remote. We can go on and do a live remote and really just promote that. I'll make sure I get that information from you and we'll keep announcing that for you.
Right.
That's going to be awesome.
And you know, also they have vendors. You can come out there as a vendor and set up something like that. I'll get the details for you.
Okay, that'll work. Well, man, we just peek up. You know, this is my cup of tea right here. You know, God always know what he's doing when he hooking you up. And shout out to Dr. Tamara Thomas if you're listening, because she was the contact of us meeting you.
Yes.
She said, I got a DJ for y'all.
Oh, yeah. Damn, yeah.
My pastor, Bishop JC, always talk about connection. You never know who you're going to connect with and how, you know, you connect and what it means. And so it just let me know I'm walking in my path and what I should be doing. You know what I'm saying?
We just
elephanted lady to be a part of your network and to be a part of what you're doing, making this collaboration work. And, we just excited about it. And it starts September the 24th, that's next Sunday night. Man, this is going
to
be awesome.
Glad to have you guys aboard.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Well, man, we know it's been a long day for you just as well as for us. If you'd like to give any shout-outs right now, shout-out to your beautiful wife and shout-out to Southern Soul Artists Around the Globe Network family. Shout-out to you guys on tonight.
Yes.
You can do that at this moment, DJ Curtis.
Yeah, I just want to thank everybody that tuned in tonight during the show. I want to thank you guys for having me.
Yes,
and
sir.
And once again, if you want to hear some of that good feel-good music, we call it Southern Soul, Soul Blues, and more. You tune in to www.SouthernSoulArtistsAroundTheGlobeRadio. We run 24/7. And tune in, and if you feel like the station's not playing something that you want to hear, you want to add to the station, just give me a call, and we'll see what we can do.
Okay.
Accommodate you. It's all about the listeners.
Yes,
all
sir.
Right now.
Well, we want to video that. We want to come and, you know, just bring a lot of good more live content. Like over here on the E-Man After Show, we do what we call Bible study every first Sunday night. So we try to give people a little word,
We do comedy night. And see, and putting all this together, because I knew where I was going, you know, this is why I created so many different shows so people could get a variety when they log into the E-Man After Show. It's just not, you know, they like, well, man, it's comedy night over there tonight. And people just sit back and laugh, and then they get a little jazz, and then they get a little word, then they get a little inspiration. And then we talk health. We talk about men's health. And so to all of you over on Southern Soul Artist Network, we're peacock proud, high and happy to come on over. Me and my little chocolate chip, Mandy.
Right.
You know, we're looking forward to it starting next Sunday night. So DJ Curtis, man, I'm going to be talking to you this week. Man, and I tell you, you're in the Dallas Independent School District just as well, right?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I'm a supervisor over the transportation of DISD on school buses.
Yes, and I'm in the Dallas Independent School District, so I know we got a long, busy day on tomorrow.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and so, man, we're going to get ready to let you go, but we want to appreciate you stopping by tonight and just sharing with our listeners over here on We Talk Radio Network. Miss Kia Davis sent her love. She's listening on the other side. She sent her love to you, and got to get you you guys acquainted. I think y'all met at the wedding, but she do On the Heels, On the Move. It's a fashion show she do every year. It's a lot of great stuff we're going to collaborate about, man, that's just going to be off the chain. And so, man, we're looking forward to it.
We are.
And so,
sounds good. Mm-hmm.
Well, Curtis, man, thank you. Thank you for our wedding once again.
Yes,
and,
thank you.
Appreciate all that you're doing. And you just stay on the wall, soldier. We finna make it do what it do.
Oh, yeah.
It's the E-Man After Show. Well, man, you have a blessed and productive week. And I'll be talking to you this week, sir.
Okay, you too. You got to.
Thank you.
Good night, sir.
Good night.
Good night.
Yes. Ladies and gentlemen, that is the founder and owner and CEO of Southern Soul Artists Around the Globe Network.
Yes.
And he created this great network, and it's a thriving and a big network. And we're going on his network, man. How you feel about that, man?
I'm excited about it. Yes. I'm so excited about it. We've been promoting it. We've been talking about it. Really excited. So, yeah.
Yes, listen, you just never know. I think, who was that Bishop? We had Bishop Chris Harris on the first Sunday of this month, right? You remember he said he don't talk about open doors. He talk about open windows.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? You know, how God opened up a door. He said, but in every building, there's way more windows than there are doors.
Right.
And so these are just one of the open windows.
Right. It definitely is.
Yes. And so, we just want to thank, and you know, it's like I told you 6 years ago when I met you, I have a vision.
Yes.
You know, and I told you I'm going somewhere.
Yes.
And you say, I'm going with you, man. You didn't know it, but you, at that time. But to where we started to where we're going, and when we sit down and created these three shows, because we do three shows.
Right.
We do our African show. We do the Mandy the Mentor show, Live South Africa, the Mandy the Mentor show, and the E-Man After Show.
Yes.
When I sit down and created these shows, I didn't create it with nobody in mind.
Right.
No listeners. Mm-hmm. You understand what I'm saying? You remember them late nights when we used to stay up, and you was like, wow. And I was showing you, and I was telling you to write this out. I said, you'll look back over 5 or 6 years and understand why I did all of this.
Right.
You remember those late nights we used to, you know, you were like, I was prepping you.
We're talking about some really, really late nights. Yes, I remember. We would have 4 days and meet afternoon or evening, and it would roll over into the night hour. And I do remember the days of prep and all the meetings and the thing about it is I was thinking about earlier when you talked about coming into the studio and majority of the time with you, E-Man, although we spend many hours in the studio, E-Man, you're in the studio before me and the other host.
Right.
We arrive, you know, you've already been in the studio.
Right.
So it does take a lot of dedication, consistency and time.
Right.
And so, yes.
And a lot of times, and it's like I was sharing with all the people that came around the Mandy to meet all the assistants and everything like that, because I was trained by some of the best, the Tom Joyners and all of these type people. Listen,
If you're going to be, it's like Kia, even when me and Kia, when Kia came over to the studio and sit down and talk to you and talk to her, she said, listen, when you sit out of these microphones, you got to have one thing in your mind. Don't nobody listen. You like listening to yourself talk.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Uh-huh. Why? Because one of the things we do want to do, we, you know, it's just for entertainment, but when we report and stuff, we want to be accurate. Because this is all we do. And listen, it's people we'll never see, and everybody's talking about men and E-Man.
Right.
You know, oh, you ain't, you E-Man. I was like, okay, I guess so. It all depends. Whatever E-Man for. You know how people walk up to, oh, that's E-Man.
Right.
Huh? Well, I don't know. Who are you first? Are you the IRS? Do I owe you? Do I owe y'all any money? Why? Because, you know, people think we just get on here and talk. We may make it sound easy, you know, but they don't understand all the meetings you have to go deal with and all the people you have to talk to, like Mr. Curtis is sharing. You know, it's way more to it. But for some particular reason, the two voices of radio, man, I don't know if your voice is heavier than mine, but the two voices.
Oh, you cute. You real cute.
No, because, you know, your voice have became your signature,
right?
And just like we was talking about earlier on your show, you know, different ones, like when they see us, that's what y'all look like uh-huh. like his voice got a you know, what do a voice look like? I mean, what, you know, we just talking, what does talking look like? I didn't know talking had a look to it. That's what you, that most people thought you was fat.
Right.
You know, they didn't know you was that short. Oh, you Mandy. You understand what I'm saying? Why? Because they look at it like they get accustomed to the voice.
That's true.
And then when they see the person, they say stuff like, you don't look like what you say, huh?
Mm-hmm.
What that look like? I didn't know that had to look to it.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But we stayed here, and we've been hanging out here for 6 years, and they have launched us. Why? Because of the persistence and the due diligence of just working it and then pitching the show. That's what my job is.
Right.
You know, when you say E-Man is running this ship, you know, a lot of people don't get it. It's your show, The Man to the Mentor is your show, but I steer the ship, so to speak.
Right.
And so people sometimes get the roles mixed. Well, I thought it was your show. It is your show. Mm-hmm. You know, I run everything by you, but I produce the shows, pitch the show, the people write back. They like it. They want it. You know, it's just making it work.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And it is the time slots that's the important in the listeners.
Mm-hmm.
You know, how will we fit on your network? Because they want the content, but how do it fit? Is it a two-hour show? Can we put you in a two-hour slot? That's why I'm trying to stretch it out. Now, we're going to play music out, Mandy.
Okay.
You know, we get ready to end the show. Now we got to play music if we don't finish at 11 o'clock because we're in a two-hour slot somewhere else.
Uh-huh.
And so once they block that time over on that side, the show got to be up for 2 hours.
Mm-hmm.
If they just had dead air time.
Right.
you know what I'm saying? And so why am I taking the time to explain all that tonight, Mandy? Because somebody on the other side want to be a part of understanding how TV and radio really work. You know, I've been in TV for working behind the scenes in TV and covering the Mavericks and working for T.D. Jakes Enterprises, you know, doing a lot of great stuff with TV and radio down through the years. And when you're explaining to people how this really works, they looking at it like, it's a whole lot of work to it. You understand? I'm 62. But we want to thank God first and foremost.
Yes.
For the opportunity to be able to, people just, you know, they fall in love with your voice and they just keep coming back to listen to you. And so on the Man to the Mentor show, we're taking your show to this other network along with Provoking Thoughts by Tia Brown, along with, EMDJ with Rachel McCann and Fred Bell, Encouragement for the Soul. We're all going over to Southern Soul Artists Around the Globe Network.
So awesome.
You understand?
So awesome.
And shout out to all the sponsors that make both of these shows, because We got Elite Vision. She's mm-hmm. a sponsor, Miss CJ Bell.
Yes.
We have Micah D. Williams with I Got Your Media.
Mm-hmm.
They're sponsors of the E-Man and the Man Did the Mentor Show.
Yes.
We have High Level Media, which is a sponsor of the Man Did the Mentor Show and the E-Man After Show.
Yes.
Then we have Man Did the Mentor International, which is a sponsor of the Man Did the Mentor Show and the E-Man After Show.
Mm-hmm.
Why is that important? Because these are the people that us here every Sunday night. They sponsor these shows to keep us on the air. And I want to shout out and thank all of you that just believed in us, you know, enough to keep our shows, whatever you do, all that you do to make both of these shows a great show.
Right.
And so, Mandy,
mm-hmm.
it's been another great episode over here on the E-Man After Show. We want to thank Curtis.
Yes.
Man, we're going to get ready to end up tonight because, man, we got a long day
uh-huh.
on tomorrow. And, man, we want to thank all you listeners that's hanging by on the phone line. Because you know what we found out, man, that even on Sunday night, people just stay on the phone. Can you imagine people just sit on the phone line and listen? I mean, it's just
great show.
It's the way of the world now.
Yes, it is. It really is.
You know, and so we're living in this algorithm now where people, man, they just want what's, you know, authentic.
Yeah.
And they want what's real. And with new technology, people are just sit there and they'll listen. Your allergies kicking over there?
Yes, they're starting to mm-hmm. kick in.
And so people just sit here and listen on the network and on the phone line. Go back and listen tomorrow if you missed the night show.
Make sure you do.
Make sure you do. But, man, I got a thought for tonight. I call it the E-Man Thought.
Okay.
And I'm going to leave you guys with this thought, and we're going to play some music and get on up out of here because my wife's allergies are going to start kicking. And she ready to go in there and blow your nose.
Well, no, it's not that.
Okay.
Not those type of allergies, people.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well, we want to, you ready to go, huh? Well, we want to appreciate you guys hanging out with us on tonight. But I do want to leave you with this thought. And shout out to Fred Bell tonight.
Yes.
You know, I enjoyed this segment tonight.
I did too.
Did you hear it?
I did.
He said,
around the court table.
Yeah.
Awesome message.
Craig got creative on me. He has an awesome message.
Yeah,
you know.
Awesome.
Thank you, Deacon Fred Bell. We know you're on the line tonight. Thank you for all that you're doing. We're taking your segment over there with us.
Right.
So I'll be calling you too. And so tonight, we're going to leave you guys with this thought. It's the E-Man thought. God, the God that never changes, yet he changes everything.
Mm.
Remember that. He's the God that never changes, but yet he changes everything.
Amen.
That's my thought for tonight. Y'all lay down on that.
All right.
And come back next Sunday night. We'll be on two networks on next Sunday night. We want to thank you guys for listening to the E-Man After Show. So, Mandy, let's pack our bags up and get on up out of here.
Let's go.
So let's thank Big.
B-I-G.
Because we believe in God.
Because God believes in me.
And we're all living proof.
Until next time, good night, everybody.
Good night, everybody. Peace.
My nights out in barrooms. Liquor was the only love I've known. But you rescued me from reaching for the bottom and brought me back from being places. Found the bottom of the bottle's always dry. But when you poured out your heart, I didn't waste it. No, no. 'Cause there's nothing like your love to get me high.
Way we did it a few months ago.
That's right.
So ain't no different.
Okay.
You do the same.
Okay.
I think that we had a little... What were you talking about, B, at first?
Well, I was talking about lovers.
Lovers?
The world love lovers. The three L's. Loving, laughing...
And what else?
Living. Living.
Said I've had my fun.
Yes.
If I don't get well no more, yeah. I said I've had my fun, people. If I never get well no more, I said my health is failing me. I think I'm going down slow.
Hello.
I don't want you to do nothing but just moan. So, Just moan.
Baby.
Papa's got a brand new bag.
Baby.
Just open the door and I'll get it for myself.
Hello.
Now, baby.
baby, baby, say it one more time. Oh, I'm lost. Papa's got a brand new bag. Now what should I do right here? I don't know what love is,
but I think I got it bad.
But I think I
got it bad.
I got it bad.
I know.
But I don't know, 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 I don't know.
But I think I got a little bit of it bad.
It ain't no fun in missing the things you want. But it's so bad when you miss the good things that you once have had. Now what about it, B?
I don't claim to be no gambler. I tell you, I don't know much about the diet. I want you to listen to me.
Oh, I don't claim to be no gambler.
I tell you, I don't know much about the diet. But now I want you to hear this, Mr. Brown.
Yeah.
But I'll wait, and my baby knows. Bobby, she knows he ain't the kind that's gonna crap out twice.
It's my own fault, darling. Treat me the way you wanna do. I said it's my own fault, darling. I treat me the way you wanna do. Lord, and when I would love you, little girl, I hit that time, little girl.
Do this for me if you will.
Thanks for tuning in to We Talk Radio Network.